and welcome to Marooned at MacBytes Headquarters, a day 389. How are we all doing? Oh, congratulations, Renee. Renee was first. Hello, Renee. You're going to miss it if you do that.
Oh.
Go on, if she wants to play. She's been a very good girl. Hello, Kim. Hello. Oh, thought the chat didn't work. No, it's there. Hello, Jonathan. Hello, Tony. Yes, Jonathan, Renee is stealing your crown. Stealing your crown. Oh, Kim says, so, has there been talk of vaccine passports? I'm becoming worried about them here. Yes, Kim. Monday. It leaked on Sunday, as per usual. No, it's Sunday. It's quiet. Leaked from the government. And then Monday, Boris said that we're having, what did he call it? Vaccination certification. We're not allowed to say passports, but it's the same thing. But only in narrow circumstances, because it's terribly not British. Terribly, terribly not British. You know, we don't have ID cards or anything like that. So there were fears of a two-tier society for those who can have the vaccine and have had the vaccine and those who can't, which was interesting in itself because they've never actually made public what are the contraindications to having any of these flaming vaccines. But apparently there are some and they're not sharing them. So Boris actually said it would be unfair, you know, to penalise those who can't have the vaccine. But for holidays and things, it's going to happen. Let's be honest. It's going to happen. But you're not going to need them to go to the pub or shopping. Well, that's what Boris said. Whether that's what Boris meant or not, your guess is as good as mine. Because what he says today isn't necessarily what he's going to say tomorrow. Or indeed, what he said yesterday. But yes, there's talk of them. It will be a few months. And then it'll be a certification. And you qualify on three grounds. Either you've had the vaccine, you've had COVID within the last 6 months, or a negative test. Oh, and the thing for that was recently. And I'm thinking, yeah, like 2 seconds ago, because last week's not much good, is it? But that's what they've said. That's where we're at with it. What am I up to? There's a thought. What am I up to? What could I possibly have up my sleeve? Who read the email? And then you may know what I've got up my sleeve. Who read the email? Sometimes Tracy doesn't even get the email until we've finished. But who read the email? Let me know. I mentioned it being a sort of boring Thursday. Nothing happens on a Thursday. Having said that, there was a leak today. But since the leaker has a track record of 2 out of 2 being wrong, I'm not particularly giving this one much credence. Although it sounds reasonable, but that's for next week. Ah, you see, Jonathan's interested now. Jonathan is interested. Right. Who can click this link fastest? So, right, what you need to do is click the link and then come back to the chat and say something about the link, obviously. Right, I'm counting down now. The link's in. Oh, she's cackling away. Kim didn't read the mail. It doesn't matter, Kim. Click on the link. Click on the link. That tells you all you need to know. All you need to know. Hello, Alex. Hello, Anthony. Ah, Jonathan. It's that time again. What time, I hear you ask? That time. That time. When you least expect it. And let's be honest, you least expected it today. Is it a day at the beach? It might be. It might be. There's a beach there, isn't there? What else is there? We need Deb in, don't we? Because Deb just glances and says, oh yeah, that says X. And you're like, really? But she does. She does. Yes, it's happening. It is happening today at 8 o'clock, straight after Marooned. So, who's happy about that, Jonathan? Young Jonathan should be very happy about that. Renee can't figure it out. It takes time. It takes time. But, you know, say what you say. Say what you say. It's a long title. I'll give you that. It is a long title. Definitely a long title. But so worth it. So worth it. There's some funny tales with this show. Jonathan says, I found out that getting close to the screen doesn't make the words clearer. No, funnily enough, it doesn't, does it? Do you know what else doesn't make the words any clearer? Making the image bigger, or indeed smaller, or anything else either. Mm. And I made sure this time that there was a real challenge with that. And there is a real challenge with that. There's lots of words, but I do think that's the most words I've ever given you. The most words I've ever given you. So we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 words there. Squint your eyes. No, that's not going to work either. Jonathan says the bus is blurred. Is it a bus? Hmm. Well, it could be, couldn't it? Or it could be a space teddy bear. It could be a space teddy bear. Look at it. Could have legs. Could have legs. Kim thought good there, didn't she? Glamping. We missed an opportunity there, didn't we? Put a tent on the hill. No, it's not glamping. But as a percentage... Oh, Jonathan's getting very scientific here, isn't he? As a percentage of words visible, it isn't the highest. I think you could be right there, Jonathan. It's a bus with eyes on. Mmm. Is it indeed? Is it? Or is it a teddy bear? Do you remember when you were all guessing about the mushrooms? You said, I can't remember what on earth you said it was, but it turned out to be mushrooms on the stairway to heaven. Yeah, so it might not be what you think. That definitely looks like Super Ted to me. But I might have to give Jonathan a point at some point. But there's quite a lot of clues. Come on. We've got 1, 3, 6. We've got the chalets numbered 1, 3, and 6. So what on earth could be going on in there? Mm. There's one thing on there that's not as blurred as the rest. Just the one. But I think you could have a stab at some of the bits, couldn't you? Come on. Could it be Elmo? Vacation. Kim's very warm. Kim is very warm there. Cliff Richard's for Saturday. Oh, no, 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 I can't play Cliff Richard. Not as much as I can't play the Smiths. I loathe the Smiths. I just can't bear to listen to one chord of the Smiths. So if anybody ever requests a Smiths song, Mike's going to have to do it or something, because I just can't. I can't. Not happening. Is it a holiday? Well, there's a beach, isn't there? I'm going to dole out points later for this. I am. Oh, where's Deb when you need her, hey? Do you remember the paddle-powered pandemonium in the licensing department? And she's a panda. Like, what? From that smudge you got panda? So how have we all been today? And has the day just improved, Jonathan? You see, you weren't expecting that on a Thursday. Do you know what? We weren't expecting it on a Thursday either, were we, Mike?
No.
No. No. There's a story behind that.
Has she had any treats?
No, she's been a perfectly behaved bear.
You've been a good bear.
Yep. Not demanded anything. She's a good, good girl. Which means she can have lots.
She's had treats.
There you go. Jonathan's day has definitely got much better. And Jonathan, just imagine. That means it's 2-show Thursday, 2-show Friday, 2-show Saturday. How good is that? Yes, we're having a drink now. Because we can.
Yeah.
Because we can. No, she's been really good.
Good.
Been a good girl, haven't you? Curled up around Jerry the giraffe.
Jerry the giraffe.
Jerry the giraffe. Oh, Jonathan's keep trying. To the beach hut. Well, to the beach hut. That's not a bad try, is it? I'm looking at the spacing that we've got there. That's not bad at all, that.
I'll start with one of those.
Oh, a lobster or a clam. Which bit, Kim? What's she turning down?
A biscuit.
Come on, give me the dentist sticky things.
No, she hasn't had biscuit.
But she doesn't want a biscuit.
No, she doesn't. You don't know what you want, do you? Right, best.
Bet you want some of those. There you go.
Right.
So why don't you give her that big bit there, break it in half. And then I've got the dentist sticks. I've taken custody of the dentist sticks. And we've got 3 brown ones and 2 red, so it'll have to be a brown one. Oh, she's a lucky, lucky girl. She is, isn't she?
Come on.
A lobster or a clam. Now, which bit? The one they're on the sand. Is this the one by hut 6 or hut 3? Because the one by Hot 3, I thought when I looked at it, because I know what it is. But when I saw it blurred, I thought, oh dear. It could be something totally different. We've got four things on the sand that are blurred. Well, one's half in the water. I didn't bother blurring the star. That would have been a bit too much, wouldn't it? Oh, what great fun we have. In search of. No, Jonathan. Should we spend the entire show guessing? Could it be a lady pipe? Do you need lady pipes on the beach? Would you know, there's a place. Mummy? Yes. Yes. Oh, what's Mummy got? Come on. Paw, paw, paw. Good girl. Another one. No, that's the same one. Don't fob me off with the same one. There we go. I'll have that right. And then I'll disappear onto my mat.
Not until 8.
Okay, let's leave it there. Is this charged? Is it? Yes, it's charged. Should be charged. My word.
What right, do you mean, my we're all word? Set
up. Do you know if I could have got a lady pipe on? But those huts remind me of when we used to go to holiday on the Fylde coast. We went to like Lytham and Blackpool and Morecambe and a small place called Cleveleys, and they had like 12 beach huts. I just adored them. If it like, come on, can we get one for the day? Can we have the beach hut? Can we have the beach hut? It wasn't much of a beach there, to be honest, and it was quite quiet by comparison to all the others. But it had things like tea and coffee facilities and a bed in it and seating and stuff. So it was great to have that. So I was really pleased to be able to get the beach huts in. All right, what else have we got? Starfish, sheep, beach huts, holiday. My plain catchphrase. It is. You see, this happened, Tony. What we used to do was just surprise people with the Mac Bites. But then, of course, on Marooned, it makes sense to premiere the Mac Bites. So the Mac Bites just used to get released to the feed and that was it. But it makes sense to premiere it to the people who are here on Marooned. This is why you must never miss a Marooned, isn't it, Jonathan? Because you never know what might happen at the end of one. So what I did, I had the poster and I blurred out some bits on the poster. This probably happened about, what, 6-8 shows ago? And we then spend far too much time, probably, on Maroon trying to work out what the title is. And obviously, you know our titles. They're crazy. But everything that's in the title is on there. You just need to work out what they are. So Kim's doing quite nicely. Yes, Thornton Cleveleys. Love Cleveleys. I mean, it's not as it was. It used to have like all these little shops, quirky little shops, a million coffee bars. Mum adored that. Absolutely adored it. But a lot of the shops closed down and it got where people were staying there on like stag parties and hen parties and they were a little bit raucous. So I don't even know if the beach huts are there anymore. I'll tell you what, let's find them. Oh, and there was a little, a very tiny, like, area for with rides on for very young children. And I love that as well. I used to go there with my cousin. He was 6 years younger, so he would go on the little bit. And I would go on this Helter Skelter thing. Loved it. Absolutely loved that. Right, let's have a look what we've got now. I don't know what Mike's doing, but I can hear talking. There's a Cleveleys somewhere else. Right, I've got it. There it is. Didn't realise it was quite that far away. Right, is that bang on the town centre? No, it's not. So I need to go up to... Oh, there's a cinema now. Interesting. Wasn't a cinema when I went there. Where were we? There's B&M. So that's where we were. Right, let's have a look if I can find the beach huts. They were just up the road there. Actually, this has changed greatly. We need to go up there, Lola. Don't we, girl? On a bit of a holiday. And just for the day. Go for a ride. These all look new. Where have these come from? Oh, I'll tell you what is fascinating going along here. I think they've gone. I think they've knocked them down because I've no idea where that came from. Oh, it's the cinema. I think they've knocked them down and replaced them with a cinema. Oh, hang on. What's that? Jubilee Park. It looks like a breakfast place. Oh, they've gone. I think they've knocked them down. Oh, good grief. What's happened to that? There was a lovely little area there and it had a crazy golf course and stuff. It was fantastic. And I'm looking at it now, and they've turned it into some kind of, well, words fail me. What would we say? Maybe like a skateboard park or whatever. But when you look at that pub that I was just getting excited about, what has happened there? It looks like a ghetto. What mischief are you up to? I'll post this link. I don't know if you'll be able to get to it. Try that. It's a Google Maps link. Where did that open up? Oh, Firefox. There we go. If you can see the picture, this is comical. One, that used to be a little children's park, and it was lovely. It was gorgeous. It's got graffiti all over it, but I think that might be decoration. But if you look at the pub next door, that's called the Jubilee Park, that's just got graffiti all over it. And if you look at the sky, this is a UK holiday resort. Don't know when they took the pictures, but that's not good. That's not good on any level. Yeah, well, you know, why knock it down and put a cinema in? On the coast. That doesn't make sense. It doesn't. Oh, dear. Right, where are we up to up here? Good night, Jonathan. See you later. Hills. Is the word hills in there? No, not it. But if you keep going through the dictionary, you'll find one. You'll find one. A sheep is drinking a beer. Horse is in the park with rubbish. I'm loving that. What happened with the sheep was we went away, that would be just over 2 years ago, and we went to Alverston, and it was Stuart and Ellen's year, and they desperately wanted to go to Alverston because the first time we went, it was all booked and everything with them, and Ellen had a stroke and she couldn't go, so they missed out. So when it was his presidential year, he decided they would do Alverston. So we went off up to Alverston, and we decided that we would do a podcast while we were there. So we took all the equipment with us. And I mean, when I say equipment, that there was a lot of equipment. Trust me on this, a lot. So we did a podcast while we were there. And I think it was called something like On the Road, something to do with On the Road. Can't remember the title, but it had something to do with On the Road. And the sheep were on the poster. I decided to put some sheep on the poster. And the sheep in the form of sheep or penguins or goats and stuff have been on the poster ever since. So that's why he's on there having a drink. Now, let's see if I can find for you. Let's see if that works. I've got some pictures of Alverston, but they're all the hotel rooms, and that's not really what we're looking for, is it? So I'm going to do it by place, and I'm going to go and try and find Alverston. I won't say we have a good time at Alverston, but there are 697 photos from Alverston here. Oh, there's one of me. There's one of me with an Amazon box. I went down there and I'd arranged to have an Amazon delivery to a local supermarket. You couldn't make this up. Right, let's find all of the equipment. That was one that we did. Let me get that up to Cloud App. Share that with you. Right, let's get that one first. Up we go. Don't have a moment and don't upload it. Now I need new glasses so I can see over there. I'll try and find the one of the equipment. It was hysterical. Trip. Is Trip in there? No, Trip isn't in there. Right, let's try that again and try the other one. Oh, this is 2000. God, the food is amazing. The food is amazing. We've got pictures of the food, you see. And everybody playing around. But this would have been probably the first year, I think. That looks like it. Okay, it looks like I'm getting warm. I'm getting warm. There we go. Oh, and I had a battery charger. That was what I picked up, the battery charger. Right, somewhere here. Oh, and there was a teapot as well. Do you know, this is us going away. It's absolutely barking mad, I'll tell you. Got some lovely pictures of the place, which is all very well. But, actually, was that? Still looking for the one that had all of the stuff on it. That was the rugby, celebration of the rugby. That looks like the first night. Ah, here we go. Right, there was the bed. Right. I'll get this uploaded and then I'll share it with you. What great fun we had. Right, let's get that. Incoming photos from our holidays. Oh, staycation's a good shout. That's a good shout, Kim. I'm going to give Kim a couple of points here. Not bang on accurate, but you know, close enough. Close enough. Didn't Uncle Albert go to Cleveland? I don't know. I did see that show, but I don't actually know. We're talking VPNs, are we? We use Encrypt.me. I have done for years. It gives you unlimited devices, which some of them don't, and has served us well. So we just use that one. I'll have to go to Scarborough. Oh, have they got beach huts? It's a long way to go for a beach hut, isn't it? Maybe I just need to buy a new shed. You know, principle's the same. I can't believe how much Cleveland has changed. It's virtually derelict now. And it used to be so beautiful. It really did. Oh, you see, each comes with deck chairs, a kettle, a sink, and a great sunbathing area. Right, beach huts. They look lovely. That's what these look like before they knock them down. Right, I'm going to have to go to Scarborough then, clearly. right, I think I've got... Oh, frozen chickens. Kim, that is also a good shout. The frozen chickens didn't make it, no. Anthony stayed at the Sands. Had a penthouse apartment for my parents' wedding anniversary. Fantastic. February, but really nice sunny weekend. Ooh, nice. Nice. I'm going to have a look, aren't I? My mum and dad went over to, it was a wedding, Robin Hood Bay. Is that out that way? I'm not quite sure how close that is to any other kind of civilization, but I think it was towards the coast if it wasn't on the coast. Right, let me get these links. Okay. The first time we went, this is what we took with us. That's the bed. Obviously, you can't see much of the bed, but that's the bed. And then the other one was the second time. And the second time we did a live broadcast. We did a Mac Bites. No, we didn't do a Mac Bites live broadcast. We did a Brooklands live broadcast. We had a room full of people. Luckily, we had, like Anthony's talking about, a penthouse. This was a suite. So you had the bathroom itself was bigger than some of the other rooms. There was a separate bedroom and then a huge like lounge area, which was just as well. We had about 25 people in there. We had so many people, we had to drag chairs in off the patio for them to sit on. And we did a live broadcast. We also, that Lisa was with us, all the Moors were with us, and Lisa was there. And she didn't know that I had this song of hers from the night before. So I played it and she's like, oh, live on the radio. We also had a message, pre-recorded messages from people who had to leave early. So, yeah, we've got quite equipment there with us, haven't we, on the bed? Let me take you through it. What we got on there? A million cables and stuff like that. iPads, laptops, pencils, you name it. Grip for the cameras. The black cases have got cables in them. You can also see cables and batteries in the top left-hand corner. There's some microphones there that we use when we're away. But the funniest thing is there is actually a projector. It was that, I think it's called a Zwampad. It was the one that we talked about the first Christmas we did after hours. And if you look behind the, well, not behind the bed, straight across the bed, you can see there's a bare wall. That's the wall we took this artwork off. It was a bit of a David Hockney, to be honest. We took it off so we could use that projector and project the iPhone screen onto the wall so we could watch the football. Go, we have some fun when we go away, I'll tell you. And that one was one of the best. One of the best. Oh, there was digital recorders and all sorts. But, do you know, I think now I'm at the stage where I'm like, can I really be bothered packing all that stuff? Let's just stay home. But, you know, that could just be me, couldn't it? Anthony's got the exact same cases. Good man. Good man. Tony says, I know what carpet's on the floor, if that has any point. I think that's worth a point, Tony. I really do. Kim says, that bed, I hope you had another one to sleep on. No, that was the only bed. We'd have been all right when we had the suite, but that was when we had a standard room. So that's the standard room. So I took it all out of the bags and got it all on the bed. And then I had to sort it all out into like piles and transfer it. Fun that was. But do you know what? We got a map bites recorded. Maybe that's the trick. Leave home and you've got one job. You've got to record a map bites. That might actually work. You never know. It's actually been, this week has been a nightmare with it. If you leave a map bites, you know, unattended, in terms of, we did one on Christmas Day and we had it all planned to do one the first week in January. Good job Jonathan's gone. He'd have been jumping at the bit, wouldn't he? But, you know, life gets in the way. And it's like, I've got to finish this, I've got to finish that. Anyway, then it's like, well, I'll do it the next week. I'll do it the next week. And then before you know it, the stuff that happened on Christmas Day to try and get it out, so the recording, the editing, all of the metadata it needs, there's a million jobs that are involved in getting a podcast out. You've got show notes in two different formats you've got to do. You've got the recording notes to sort out. Honestly, a million different things. So you stagger through it and you get it done. And then you need a rest. Believe you me, you need a rest. Which means if you do the next one a week later, all the little nuanced things that were like, ah, no, that didn't work last week, I'll tweak it a bit, you've totally forgotten. So you sit down and you get on with it and then you hit the publish thing again and you're like, there was something with this, but I can't remember what. I mean, one example was the text that goes into BB Edit, which I have a script to run against, comes from Scrivener. It can't be wrong. And when I got it into BB Edit, the script didn't work. And I'm looking at Mike with like, what? That can't happen. But it did. So this time I said to Mike, right, I am not publishing this show until all this stuff's been ironed out. Hence, it's Thursday and not Tuesday. It took that long. But you'll be pleased to know I ran the scripts. I got two scripts. Ran the scripts absolutely fine. So I'm happy to say the scripts are working. So long may that reign. Hello, Tracy. Now, this might explain to Tracy why I am terribly behind with marooned processing. But Tracy won't know until she's gone up the list, will she? Should I... Did I put that second link in? That's the second one where we were recording. Should I put that other link in again? Should I put that link in for Tracy to have a look at? Right, let's pop that in there. There we go. And if I could put the I in surprise, I'd be doing well, wouldn't I? Right, that's what we've been talking about. So you'll be happy to know this will make a difference down the line. But it is a good job that Jonathan isn't here hearing any kind of promises. That we've ironed it all out up to the final bits, which obviously we can't actually do the final bits until we're going to publish the show, which will be later tonight. But obviously you guys get first dibs on it. So it premieres here and everybody else has to wait. You're either here or you have to wait. There you go. Is this so Tracy can work out what the words are and all of that? Where's that just disappeared to? Oh, no, I had it there, didn't I? There we go. I'm looking at it. Right. Trying to keep the lady occupied here. Mike's disappeared to a Catania meeting, if you're wondering where he is. They've moved the council meetings from Monday to Thursdays, which does not please Mike, particularly tonight because his beloved United are playing at 8 o'clock. What time does the meeting start? 7:30. And doubtless will go on till about, full time probably. He will not be a happy, happy bunny. Right, there we go. You keep eating these sticks. I mean, a happy girl. It's a shame Deb's not here, isn't it? Because, you know, I really think she might just glance at it and get that. Has anybody got any of the words yet? I think we've had one of the words. One of the words has actually been mentioned. There you go. But only one. I'm looking at the other words now. I don't think anyone's going to get any of the other words. There would be one that you could get. Now, Kim said clams, didn't you? I think you mean the ones that are near Hut 6. No, but it's a good shout. It is a good shout. There is a reason why the two things that are there are not actually clams. And all will be revealed when you see the final poster, obviously. No, Tracy's not being persuaded here that having a guess is a good idea. But you never know. Look at it. You might get it. Actually, there's two things on there I'm surprised you didn't get. Not words, just some of the content. Jonathan left us thinking Elmo. That the smudge, the red, black and white smudge next to the word in, it could be Elmo. Because I said it could be a teddy bear, though. That definitely looks like something with eyes, doesn't it? Can't join the conversation. It's on the phone. Renee's on the phone. Okay. Next to door three looks like a lobster. Now, it's funny you should say that, Tracy, because it's not a lobster. But I thought, like you, is when I saw it blurred. And I thought, I wouldn't have thought that what it is looked like that. But then it looked like a lobster. But no, it's not a lobster. Is that gettable? That is actually gettable, I think, that one. As is the one underneath the sheep drinking. That's gettable as well. So I don't make it that difficult, do I? You know, not that difficult. It's difficult, I'll grant you. And you never know what kind of weird title that we would give it anyway. Are there swimming trunks on Hut 6? Now, that is also very, very, very warm, Sarah. Very warm. In fact, that is very, very warm. But no, they're not actually swimming trunks, no. But it's warmish. I'm thinking we're doing quite nicely with some of these now. I think you're getting a lot warmer. Underpants. Again, warm. Let's see how we get on. Oh, I'm loving this. A shiwi. Yeah, I've got to get one with a lady pipe on. I have got to get one with a lady pipe on. I don't think anybody's going to get all of it, but you're doing quite nicely. A snowman on door one. I can see where you're coming from with that. I can. No, but I can see where you're coming from. Put us out of your misery. Oh, it's 28 minutes to go. Come on, a truss. Genius. Oh, Alex, that's genius. Again, you're not a million miles off with that. You're going to love it. In fact, I think you've done brilliantly. There's a couple of things there I would have thought that you would have got. Particularly one, given the context of it. Not the words, just to some of the blurry bits. Some of the blurry bits. And I would have expected possibly Kim to get one of them. They are. That's a bit of a clue. Not that I'm suggesting that Kim needs a truss. Or a lady pipe either. Couldn't make this up. Could not make this up. Oh, we do. We have too much fun. I've been spending the day thinking it's Wednesday. I think this could be because of the bank holiday Monday. So I'm a bit behind for tomorrow. Hence, you haven't had a mail yet. But you'll be bombarded with mails shortly because there'll be the... What are we doing first? There'll be the announcement mail for tomorrow, and then there'll be the mail for MacBites, then there'll be reminders, so you'll be inundated with mail shortly, but I will get round to that. There you go. Oh, a G-string. That's also quite close. Kim is quite right. We have a beach ball on there. It is underneath the sheep with that's drinking, because obviously, yes, it's a beach scene, isn't it? And the penguin's drinking as well. Is the penguin drinking? Let me have a look at the other one. I can see why you would think that, but no, he's not actually drinking. But he is carrying something that looks like a bottle. So I can see where you've got that from. Nickers. Is that a suggestion, Tracy, or a comment? Again, very, very warm. Very, very warm. Think of these shorts, a truss, a G-string, knickers, all very, very warm. I will take either one of two words to describe what's on Hut 6. One of two words would be accurate enough to give you a yes. But you are doing very, very well. Take as I will. Oh, Tracy. Have you been on any more adventures? to all these exotic places that you get to. Well, I'm looking out the window at enormous black clouds. Yeah, it's been a great Easter here. It's usually the start of the cricket season, isn't it? And that's usually monsoon weather. A face mask, a bikini. Are we talking for the face mask? Are we talking hot 1, 2, or 3 for that? 1, 3, or 6 for that? A bikini. Again, warm, but not spot on. Shall I just put you out of your misery? We usually do this as the last thing that goes out just before we start at 8 o'clock. And you then enjoy yourself listening to it. Oh, I tell you one thing that you've not. This is something we've never done before. Because the show is ready and it's sat there keyed up to go, I know exactly how long it is. How long do you think it is? Oh, a mankini. We are doing well here. Tony does want putting out of his misery. I need to do 2 things first. Right. Let's go back up here. Right. So I've got one there. And I've got another one that I need to track down. So give me 1 second. Where did that just go to? Oh, I've just spotted this from Alex. Beautiful Robin Hood's Bay. Very hilly. No cars allowed. Oh, now you mention it. I think that was one of the issues. Because it was so far and it was a wedding and it like went on all day. Mum and Dad booked a place. And I don't think they realised till they got there how there was some issue when they got there with cars. And I think, looking back now, I think it must have been, is it that you'd have to walk to the church? Mum was less than impressed, I can assure you. It wasn't actually a family wedding or anything. So it was one of these you were obliged to go events. Luckily, I managed to get out of it. I think I was doing my finals at the time. So I had a really good excuse. But they felt they had to go. But I wanted to see Robin Hood's Bay, so that would have actually been really nice. But I didn't get the opportunity. So would you recommend it, apart from the hills and the car situation? We were going to go to Aberdeen, and we're actually going to take Lola with us. And we would have done, this was last May, but for the fact that the hotel, I mean, how stupid is this? The hotel that was the event hotel. Now, we did this in York. The hotel that was the event hotel was the place that you were staying. But the event location was about 2 miles up the road from the event hotel. And I'm thinking, Catanians, they do like a drink, you know, and trying to corral them all back to the hotel with a 2 mile walk. I didn't think that was wise at 3 in the morning. But for us, it meant it was an absolute no go because we couldn't leave Lola in one hotel and then be 2 miles away. No way. What we did when we were in York, she was ever so good and she was in the hotel room. But I had 2 phones and I've got unlimited minutes on one phone and enough data not to have to worry. So I set one phone up as like a baby cam and then monitored it from the other phone. We were literally like 50 yards away. But even then, you know, I wouldn't leave her. So that worked really well, but there was no way we'd do the 2 mile thing. We did contemplate, you know, Mike could go into the events and stuff, but decided, you know, it's Aberdeen. It's miles away. It'd probably take us about 3 days to get there. So we decided that we wouldn't go. And then, of course, global pandemic. So neither did anybody else. So all these lovely holidays that all got planned. Yeah, they didn't happen. Right. I need to find the word thing that was said here. And I'm sure it was up there, but maybe not. Trying to find it. Ah, there it is. Okay, I've got the other one now. Right. Okay. Right, how many words have we got to work out? That's the point as well. You didn't mean to send that. Not a problem. Oh, Tony says, I just keep thinking and bad words were said. Did we mention that? I think we might have mentioned it once in relation to something. Oh, a face mask. That's another good suggestion. Kim, is that 1:30 or 1:30, Kim? We're aiming for the shows to be around the hour mark, but sometimes things happen, don't they? Is anybody else going to have a guess before I put you out of your misery and tell you how long it is? I will have a look at those photos, Renee. I will. Lovely place, very quaint. That's cool. Like a 45 degree hill. In search of. No, we don't have in search of in there. 1 hour, 3:27. That's very precise, Anthony. What was your logic with the 27 seconds? Are you being good? She's behind me, so I'm going to need to put a camera on her. Keep a monitor on her. A little madam. Honestly. That's incredibly precise. I'll tell you what. I'll tell you the seconds first. Where have they gone? 30. The seconds were 30. Now we only need to work out the hours and the minutes. I think we've already got a winner, to be honest, unless somebody wants to be more precise than Kim has been. Kim is the closest so far. Although you didn't put any seconds on, Kim. Think you should. Think you should. Right, where's the camera thing gone? Where's Mike put it? You do. You lend him your iPad and then you get something back and it's like, I can't find what I'm looking for. Oh, honestly, Mike. Oh, no, it's there. I stand corrected. It's there. Right, now all I need to do is find the right camera and keep a beady eye on the dog, even though she's sat behind me. Right, I can see you, madam, in full, glorious Technicolor, and I can see your nose twitching. That's how good this camera is. I can actually see your nose twitching. You should have been called Tabitha. Tabitha Twitch. Oh, what was that programme called? I love that. Was it Spell Something? Loved it. 1 hour 30. You're very, very close. Oh, Tracy put an iPhone kiddie cam on Potty Pussy's favourite sleeping place when we have to leave him for 2 days alone. Well, I've pretty much done that with Lola, honestly. What are you doing now? Go on. I can see you. I can. I'm going to have to get... Well, Right, I've actually got stuff here that you would actually like. That might shut you up. Oh, you should have seen her last night. She was eating that much, we thought she would burst. I have a red dentist stick. And I want paws for it. Come on. Come on. Oh, dear. Always giving me the same paw. Oh, now I've got that. And Mike's got the other one, so I haven't got... Oh, honestly. Causing problems here. Right, let's catch up. Tony says, if you watched it on his super fast time, I could be 30 minutes. Bewitched, that was it. Did you watch it, Tracy? I love that. It was kind of cool. I like that programme. Right, let's get rid of that. I am watching you, madam. And you're watching me, watching you, aren't you? Oh, she's quite happy. She's got her two paws together like she's praying, but she's actually got inside them a dentist stick, which she's gnawing on quite happily. And not sharing it with Joe the giraffe. Oh, and Anthony's got a Furbo doggy cam. You can toss them treats and torture them via it. Oh, I should definitely have one of those. That would be amazing. We use the ones that we've got. And what we tend to do with them is make them mobile because they are powered via USB. So we just have a USB brick that we move around with the camera. So we did that last night because she decided she was going to sleep somewhere unusual. So I kept my eye on her while she was sleeping. Right, I think we're going to declare that the winner of the duration is Kim. Very, very close, Kim. It is 1 hour. Where are we? 1 hour 32. 30. So you were indeed very, very close. It wouldn't have gone that long. But I went off on a rant. I hate subscription software. But you know there's something worse than subscription software? And that is developers denying on pain of death that their subscription is a subscription. So, yeah. Mike decided he was going to cover this piece because it impacted him. And then I said, hang on, I'm going to have to reply to that. And then that was it. It became an hour 30. So well done, though. Trust me, you'll love it. In fact, Mike and I lose it at one point. It's the first time ever we both totally lost it at the same point. And I said to Mike said, should we take that again? I said, no, let's just leave it as it is. Just leave it in because we just totally lost it. It was so funny. You're right, it was quite feminist for its day, wasn't it? And the her daughter was a little girl as well. So it was always like the husband, wasn't it, Darren, with an I, that was always like out of the loop because he didn't have witchy skills. Yeah, I love that. Right, well, we've also done rather well, to be honest with you, with the poster. Jonathan got one bit. Kim's got a bit. Nobody's got precisely the words I was looking for the item on Hutsex. Kim was quite close with clams, but not 100%. Then they're not crustaceans, what's on there. You will need to look at them and think, oh, I see what she did there. When you look at what they are, the lobster was a very good shout, but you'll realise why it looks like a lobster. But its actual thing looks nothing like a lobster until you blur it, and then it does, and it looks like it's about to shoot across the thing. And words wise, you've done very well as well. Is it a squirrel? No, it's not a squirrel. No, we actually have on there five people, or five. What would we say if not people? Characters, five blurred characters, but only three different ones for reasons, you know. And the bird, I didn't blur the bird, but nobody mentioned the bird. Poor bird, nobody mentioned him. But I do think I'm going to declare this as equally amazing as the paddle-powered pandemonium in the licensing department, because I don't know how Deb got panda from that, but she did, and you've done incredibly, incredibly, incredibly well here. Oh, Piddle Pooch, she goes through all her tricks in succession when there's a good treat in the offering, covering all the bases. Lola's so funny. We're never basically full on with her, so she's to your side. So you say, give me your paw. And she didn't do that when she first came. She had no idea about paws. So she gives you a paw, and then you say, other one. And sometimes she just gives you the same one again. And I'm talking like five times. And in the end, you think, do you know what? I'll just give in. But she has got very, very good. There was a picture. I think I put this picture out. And it was Lola sat in the extension looking into the kitchen. And she sat on the mat being absolutely impeccably behaved. And then in front of her, like on the step, jumping up and down, is Ollie. Ollie had no niceties whatsoever. The only trick that Ollie ever learnt was not to go upstairs. Ollie does not climb stairs, and obviously Lola does. And I thought, oh, this is going to be really bad, you know, because when we had Lola, we were expecting to have Lola for a couple of days when the overlap with Ollie. And then, of course, Lola came to stay permanently. So Ollie was here for 10 days, and I had this vision that Lola would be teaching him to climb the stairs, and then we'd have to give Ollie back and say, sorry about that, he now climbs the stairs. But no, he was really good. He just stayed at the bottom. He would put his front paws on one of the first two steps. But other than that, he didn't. But in this photo, they're supposed to be sitting for treats, and Ollie's literally doing the fandango. He has no niceties. He didn't know about paws either. But we did teach him. We did teach him. He knew about paws by the end of it. Tabitha, that was it. Hence Tabitha Twitch. What was the lady called? I know her name was something Montgomery, wasn't it? What was her character called? If the kid was Tabitha. Nope, I can't remember. I remember the husband was called Darren. That I do remember. I love that series. The one that sticks in my mind is when they time travelled somehow, and they went back to like probably around the time of like Salem witch trials, and they needed to make fire, and of course he had matches in his pocket, and he lit this thing, and they were all like, oh, it's black magic, and they wanted him to do it again, and obviously once a match has been used, it's spent. And she wasn't supposed to be doing any magic because obviously Salem witch trials. But he looked at this thing and she kind of twitched her nose. And he knew that if he took it across the matchbox again, it would light, and she would make sure that it did. And it did. So I remember that one. I thought that one was brilliant. I wonder how many shows there were. Oh, good grief. I'd forgotten the mother. Yeah, the mother was in it, wasn't it? And Darren didn't get on with her. And she was a witch as well. Hence it being quite feminist. Tracy's quite right. I hadn't thought of it in those terms. But yeah, it was very much female driven, wasn't it? And there aren't that many shows like that. Barney has a sweet action where he stands on his back legs and waves his paws at you. Oh, that's too cute. Ollie can get on his back paws, but Lola's a bit big for that. She can jump up, but, you know, she basically flops back down again. Mayer used to do a thing where he'd be on his back legs. He couldn't walk on his back legs. He's too big for that. But he'd get on his back legs and he'd put his paws on my mum's shoulders. And she'd be playing her music and she had this song. And it was something like Eight to the Bar or something like that. And she'd say with him, she'd say to him, come on, we'll dance. We'll dance Eight to the Bar. And he'd dance with her. And he was taller than she was. When he was on his back legs, he was taller than she was. But, oh, that's just too cute. To actually stand on the back legs and wave is too cute. We need a video of that. Oh, that's adorable. You mean the way the women saved the men? Or not. Or not, Tracy. But it was a good show, wasn't it? It was amazing. Right, shall we do the reveal here and then have the post-mortem as to who got what? Because I'm going to tell you, you have done amazingly well. Two of you in particular, Tony and Anthony. Let's just say that. Right, let's get it. How many words were got? Let me just go back up and see. I think you did really, really well. I think there's two hyphenated words that you didn't get. So there's four words you didn't get. But I think you did very, very nicely with lots of the other ones. So let's do the reveal. There you go. I think you did very, very well. So you should be able to see that the lobster is now not a lobster, but the beach ball is a beach ball. And the title should give away Samantha. That was it. Samantha. Oh, good call, recall, Tracy. Couldn't remember that. The bus is the bus. That's the MacBytes bus. And on the MacBytes bus, you will see that there is the two characters that are outside one and three. What else was there? Yeah, the lobster's not a lobster, is it? The lobster is something that would be on a beach, as would a lobster, maybe. But this is kind of a play beach, hence it being there. Who can get... What would have been the two words I'd take for what's on Hot 6? Because you were so close. You had so many, and they were all so warm, but not quite. Not quite. What's a Jim Jam? Pajamas. They're called Jim Jams in the UK. So in butterless pajamas, butterless Jim Jams. If you remember, story came out about this advert that was haunting the internet. And it was actually referred to as butler's pyjamas. Renee could never have guessed that. Ah, but Tony got Busman's Holiday and Anthony got Finishing Line. Whoa! Well impressed. Well impressed. But, you know, our titles are usually, what shall we say? On the edge of sanity. That one's one of our longest. But the idea is, of course, we were setting up our computers and we've carried on doing that. So all our holidays are Busman's Holidays, to be honest. The Finishing Line is referring to the fact that we finally managed to get the computers to some kind of sensor that we can actually use them. And I won't say we were wearing butler's Jim Jams while we were doing it, but the butler's Jim Jams just blew my mind. And the two words that I would have taken... Except it'll be bottomless and not buttless. Well, I used buttless because that was what was in all, you know, if you were going to Google that, that was what was in there. And it was a woman. I mean, good job I didn't use the actual picture. It was a woman who had like, I think they were tartan, like a onesie. Only it had this cat flap at the back. It really did. So the two words I would have taken for that, or three, I guess, Jim Jams, pyjamas, or combinations. Because they're also referred to as combinations. Now, the things at the bottom that were potentially clams but weren't. Any ideas? Because Mike had an idea for what he wanted me to do with the poster. And I said, no way are we doing that. We can be suggestive, but we're not doing that. Oh, so that'll be with you in 5 minutes. Those are the bots. They're peaches, so yes. Jim Jams, PJs and Wiggy Wiggy. They are indeed peaches, Alex. What Mike wanted me to do was open the flap and put a peach inside, which I did. And it looked rather alarmingly accurate. The other thing that I said to Mike was, shall we relive one of Mike's moments? So once he'd been reminded of said moment, he said, no, it's all right. So let me get you that one. What on earth was the title be there? I'm sure it will be. Let's try that and see if I can find the link on MacBytes. Obviously not putting that in. It was a poster that I did. In hindsight, actually, the posters came after some of these shows. Episode 94 it was. So if I get the link for 94, you'll get an idea. There we go. That was 94. What happened there? Ah, you need to listen to the show. What happened was Mike was in the office, I was in the studio, and that was how we were recording. And I can't remember exactly what we were talking about. It would have been the show before. Yeah, we've got talking about Norman Collier's broken microphone. Mike was talking, and then all of a sudden, what I was hearing Mike talking, and then all of a sudden, I heard bop, 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 and he just carried on, and I thought, what's he doing? And his microphone had gone, but he didn't know his microphone had gone. So I obviously, and I think he did as well, but I definitely had a recording of his side of the conversation. So we put it in the next show. Graham took it and ran with it and created in this app that he had, like a music creation app, the BotBot song. So if you search MacBytes for BotBot, you'll find Graham's thing as well. Let's go back and get Graham's thing. So we played the BotBot song. It became Mike's BotBot. So this will explain all about it. We definitely need a newbie's guide, don't we? So Tony doesn't think we're absolutely lock-upable. Although Tony probably knows we're lock-upable. How else are you supposed to go to the loo in midwinter if you don't have a cat flap in the pyjamas? Well, not every pyjamas has a cat flap, does it? I'd have thought that was quite tricky myself. I still think that would be quite tricky. Oh. Yes, very cheeky. Obviously, you see, some people have said, did Mike model for it? You must be kidding. No. When I said I've thought of a poster for that one, so... when did we start doing the posters? Let's have a look. What happened was the posters were kind of standard in terms of the artwork for a show was just the standard MacBytes artwork. But we started sending, I think it started when we started sending an email out. And the show didn't have a poster. The email had some artwork in it. And I think the first one we did that had something in it was probably We Don't Have to Take Our Clothes Off to Have a Good Time, which was 104. So I had some artwork, but I didn't have a poster. And then it was like, do you know what? Let's just standardise the size of the artwork and make it poster for the show. And that was what we did. So I was backfilling. You know, if you look backwards, the posters go all the way back to... I think the first one that I need to do is Mike Thomas and the Holy Grail. So they go back to about 84 and then they carry on. So there was Untethered in Timperley that had Mayer on it. And there was the Plucking Plectrums. And then there was the Mike Butts Bot one, which you do not want to miss, do you? Otherwise, you'd have to remove 90% of the onesie and you'd be cold. You did get bus, Jonathan. You did. You did really well. That's very true with the onesies. It is. But I think pyjamas are sometimes in two halves as well. Anyway, never mind all of that. We've made it to 8 o'clock. We have had a huge giggle all about show art and what is and isn't on it. Jonathan, your contemporaries here, Tony and Anthony, did amazingly well. Tony got Busman's Holiday and Anthony got Finishing Line. That's just stunning. It's stunning. We all need to brush up for next time, don't we? I wonder when that might be. Yeah, of course, when you least expect it. Please note, of course, do we not all need to chorus one thing to young Jonathan? We beat you, Jonathan. Eye kettle. We beat you. It's unheard of. It's totally unheard of. Right, well, I will hand over to our former selves. Yesterday we recorded this. But obviously, I need an out for Marooned. So, I will say goodnight. I will say goodnight on behalf of Mike. And we will both see you next time. Stay safe, guys, and enjoy the show.